Greetings, good and gracious gamers, to another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, the show that follows both retro and modern roads. I'm Mr. Picario, your stalwart correspondent, here to guide you through this journey of golden memories. And today, I have something slightly different planned. Last week, in my Remember When broadcast, I waxed nostalgic on the recently deceased strategy guide, that once indispensable tool for unlocking a game's secrets and arcane strategies. In short, the internet pretty much squashed this fanboy mainstay, with the final holdout, Imprint Prima Games, turning off the lights in March 2019. Apparently, a company called Asteri Holdings has acquired Prima's, or rather Prima's parent company's DK's, digital assets, including its website, primagames.com. Whether good or bad, this means little to those lovers of print and physical goods who probably still own a stack of old guides stashed away somewhere, Prima's or otherwise. And if you fall into this sentimental camp, then do I have the book for you. Called The Walkthrough, it's a memoir of sorts by the esteemed, if not legendary, Doug Walsh, a veteran Strat writer with over 100 guides to his name. With this niche industry now essentially dead, Mr. Walsh has given us the next best thing. A detailed accounting of his 20-year career, covering both the highs and the lows and the merely weird of a profession many once upon a time would have dreamed of doing themselves. Well, after reading this fascinating if brief screed into strat construction and design, you might feel differently. Indeed, you might actually think your unanswered prayers this was one bullet bill you luckily dodged. So yes, Mr. Walsh entered a still nascent industry and saw it through to its eventual extinction. This means he's full of colorful stories to share, funny, sad, bad, about a livelihood that only seems good, well, on paper. Indeed, he opens his tiny tome by describing a chance encounter with a stranger at a bar in 2003. A person who, after learning of Walsh's profession and enjoying his tall tales, recommended he write a book about them. 16 years later, Walsh did just that. And this, in sum, is what The Walkthrough is, a bite-sized, easy-breezy read of the author's most potent and poignant memories about a career he loved, but one that didn't always love him back. At 128 pages, the book is short, so short, in fact, it's tough to detail many of his best stories here without spoiling half of the material. But suffice to say, it's an engrossing tell-all while it lasts, both confirming and dispelling many of the more rose-tinted myths associated with the occupation. For one, Walsh only entered the career by responding to a flyer left in a local GameStop by veteran author Tim Bogan, circa the year 2000. Mr. Bogan was so overwhelmed with work in that still early strategy guide industry, he was in a sense desperate for others to subcontract his work to. Long story short, he liked Walsh and gave him his first job, not writing for some guidebook, but actually composing the script for a 1-900 number outfit that specialized in gaming hints and tips. The game? John Romero's Daikatana, a long-delayed, overhyped, and ultimately disappointing FPS from the co-creator of Doom. True to its reputation, Walsh hated the game, forced to play through each of its 24 bug-riddled levels. It didn't help that, at the time, he was new to the FPS genre, and even lacked a proper PC to run the game on. After finally completing the script, Tim then talked Walsh into adapting it for IGN as a full online walkthrough. Proving himself, Walsh was then assigned Covert Ops Nuclear Dawn for IGN and eventually Tenchu 2 Birth of the Stealth Assassins for preeminent Strat publisher Brady Games. This proved a boon for the upstart author as it gave him the access he needed to truly excel in the game strategy world. And from the reader's perspective, these early accounts are interesting if only because they show just how scattered, disorganized, and even unprofessional the early Strat biz was. One also has to admire Walsh's persistence and sometimes temerity in seeking new projects during those early days when the pay was meager and the equipment, from capable PCs to even a proper camcorder, was solely the responsibility of the writer to provide. Indeed, most in similar circumstances probably would not have lasted past their earliest assignments, but Walsh endured even through the dot-com crash of the early 2000s, finally scoring his first true long-term contract with Brady Games after freelancing such illustrious titles as Mario Kart Super Circuit and Eternal Darkness Sanity's Requiem. At long last, he was on his way, and that's when we, the readers, are finally treated to some truly juicy tales and anecdotes encompassing some very renowned and sometimes notorious games. And so, Walsh would continue building his resume, writing guidebooks for games both big and small. He doesn't detail every title, of course. The walkthrough is more akin to a transcribed highlights reel than anything truly comprehensive. And while this might disappoint those intrigued by his intimate insider's look into such an esoteric bygone world, if there's one thing to glean from Walsh's many stories, it's that the job was usually a monotonous one, requiring too many hours spent playing the same game ad nauseam, for a book that, in some cases, wouldn't even sell enough to earn back its licensing, shipping, and printing costs. And despite what common sense might dictate, developers rarely provided much in the way of assistance. Any author struggling to, say, locate all 240 blue coins in Super Mario Sunshine couldn't just ask good old Nintendo for advice or a cheat sheet. These authors were usually on their own as much as the average player would be. Nevertheless, sprinkled within the daily drudgery and second-rate games was the occasional gem of a story and AAA title. Again, I won't spoil the book by listing too many of these gems of interest here, but the following tidbits should still be enough to wet anyone's whistle. Factoid 1. When commissioned to write for the now-defunct Shiny Entertainment's Enter the Matrix, a game that boasted an extra hour of exclusive Matrix Reloaded footage, President David Perry introduced himself to Walsh by saying, "If you breathe a word about this footage to anyone, your body will wash up on a beach." Indeed, Walsh was forbidden from even telling his wife about the assignment. Factoid number 2. While most developers were unavailable or otherwise unhelpful in offering their own tips and secrets in regards to the games Walsh and his peers played, one company stood apart from the rest: Epic Games, the original home for the Gears of War franchise. So helpful was the company, in fact, Walsh was offered a key code granting him 24/7 access, nightly catered dinners, and even one-on-one meetings with each of the current game's level designers. Now that's support. Factoid 3. Walsh was the guy who got to write for Diablo 3. Lucky, right? Well, not really exactly. The experience turned out to be a nightmare, with the game being changed and updated so often Walsh had to start from scratch almost on a daily basis, basically forced to play Act 1 over and over again. Moreover, he had to write the same guide 3 different times. Diablo 3 fans know about the game's troubled early release and subsequent overhaul to its gameplay, an overhaul that essentially rendered the original guide useless. So, Walsh had a redo on his hands times two, one for its console port and another for the PC version's Reaper of Souls expansion. Factoid 4. The worst game Walsh wrote for? Well, that would be 2005's Death by Degrees, which was apparently so awful, Walsh still didn't really understand how to play it even after submitting the final draft. Factoid 5. The most difficult game Walsh wrote for? That would be Tactics Ogre Let Us Cling Together. Although Walsh was only a co-author who focused on the side quests and unlockable characters, it still took him over 300 hours to cover and achieve everything. Beautiful Joe 1 and 2 also proved monumental, as Walsh somehow managed perfect Rainbow V ranks for every level in each game. No easy feat for those who know. So, in sum, if any of these trivia bits seem even remotely interesting, then the walkthrough is probably worth visiting. Not surprisingly, the book ends on a bittersweet note, like a sad but satisfied sigh heaved by a master of his craft whose skills are no longer needed, a war hero forced to go home, a watchmaker displaced by the Apple Store next door. Clearly, Walsh is searching for his next calling. He even ends his memoir with a sample chapter of his debut novel, Tale Winds Past Florence. I'm not sure what the future holds for Mr. Walsh, but I can safely claim that the walkthrough is worth its $10 asking price, no matter how swiftly it reads. A Kindle version goes for a paltry $4, at least at the time of this recording, a price that is more than fair for such an exclusive peek behind the veil, at a stage long silent, both trampled and replaced by our smothering digital age. It's why Walsh is seeking new horizons, why I chose the physical version myself, and why we should unite in preserving, even celebrating, this fascinating flash-in-the-pan footnote of a pastime destined to one day rule the world, if it doesn't already. And maybe, just maybe, the strategy guide will rise again one day. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and I will return next week with some more gaming goodness of one kind or another. Until then, my friends, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.